Lord, again, we thank you for the Bible.
再次我们为圣经献上
And we thank you that its value is to us on an ongoing basis.
因为我们感谢它的价值，那就是说是给我们的，可以说是一个实践性的基础上。
We read it and then we reread it.
我们读了一遍又读一遍。
And we study it and then we restudy it. And Lord, this is all very beneficial because it's truth from God. And God's truth always has new and needed revelation to us.
因为我们在学习呢，又学习，然后呢，主啊，我们感谢您呢，就是圣经呢，它是这样的一个书呢，我们可以一再的学习，这样是神的话，神的话呢，每一次呢，神的话里面都会给我们启示新的真理。
So we're praying, Lord, that you will bless us tonight as well as you have done in the past.
就是说，我们祷告，您今天呢赐福给我们，就像过去您赐福给我们一样。
And we give thanks, Lord, for all who have joined us, and we pray that others might join us as well.
因为我们呢感谢所有的加入我们这些人，我们也祷告呢其他的人呢也会加入我们。
We pray for May and her family, Lord.
主啊，我们为May和她的家人祷告。
And we don't know much about her father-in-law other than he died this past week. We pray that you will comfort May and her husband and her husband's family, Lord.
主啊，我们就对这个情况不太了解。我们只是知道呢，他上个星期呢，他去世了，所以求您呢，安慰May和那个他的老公，还有他老公的家人。
And Lord, we pray that you will use this death to speak to the hearts of those still living, that they might realize that death is soon and they must be ready, and may many of May's family turn to the Lord Jesus Christ.
也主要我们也祷告，您会用这个死亡呢去对那些活着的人讲话，因为让他们呢活着的人呢意识到呢死亡呢也是很快的，所以呢就是说求您呢让他们做好准备，愿那妹的家人还有她老公家人很多人呢都能够得救。
So we give thanks now and look to you for blessings in Jesus' name.
所以我们现在感恩，祈求您的赐福。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good to be with you again. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 24.
也再次非常高兴看到大家。让我们把圣经翻到路加福音的第24章。
Luke chapter 24, and you'll remember the story is that the Lord Jesus Christ has risen from the dead.
你们大家也记得这个故事，我们的主耶稣基督呢，他从死里复活了。
And sorry, Luke 23 we're looking at.
现在我们看看路加福音第23章。
No, I'm sorry, it is Luke 24. I'm sorry, I'm getting confused on my pages.
对，他抱歉是24章，他呢就是他那个那些书页搞乱了。Luke
24, the story is that having risen from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ goes to, he meets many of his disciples, but in particular, he meets two of his disciples or two of his followers who are leaving Jerusalem the day he rose from the dead and walking to their hometown of Emmaus.
主耶稣基督呢，他从死里复活了，死了复活了，他去见他的门徒们。在这个特别的呢，就是他见到了两个他的门徒，或者说他的跟从者。那两个人呢，是从耶路撒冷城呢离开，去到他们的家乡叫以马忤斯。
And you remember that as the two of them were walking along, the Lord Jesus joined them and walked with them.
大家都记得呢，当那个他们两个在回家路上，主耶稣基督呢加入了他们，和他们同行。
he asked them what they were talking about, and they mentioned to him that they were talking about the fact that the Lord Jesus had risen from the dead. That's what was reported that day.
他就问他们在谈的什么，他们说呢，主耶稣基督呢，就是说是从已经从死里复活了，这就是当天的头条新闻。
And as they inquired more, the Lord Jesus began to explain to them what had happened, and he taught them from the scriptures the things about himself, including his death and burial and resurrection.
所以当他们呢，就是开始交谈更多的时候呢，他们呢就是问，主耶稣基督呢，就是开始呢去跟他们呢就教导他们圣经，包括他自己的复活。
And so a key verse is verse 27, which says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself."
一个关键的经文呢，是第27节，于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。So
that would have been a wonderful thing. He went through the Old Testament and explained the prophecies in the Old Testament about the Lord Jesus Christ, his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension. He taught them all from the Old Testament.
这里面呢，这是一个奇妙的事情。主耶稣基督呢，在教导他们旧约，教导旧约里关于所有的，关于他的死、他的埋葬、他的复活、他的升天，所有的这一切呢，都是关于他自己的。And
frankly, that would have been a most wonderful sermon to listen to. I would have loved to have sat in on that sermon.
坦率地说呢，这是一篇呢非常奇妙的那样的道，我们要去听的。我呢非常的愿意，就是我那天呢可以坐在那里，就是听他讲这篇道。And
so you'll remember how the story goes now. He goes in, has supper, or they invite him to supper, and he sits down with them. When it's come time to break the bread, he took the bread himself, probably gave thanks for it, and he broke the bread before him, and they saw his hands.
这个呢，你们大家都记得，那就是在这个一路同行呢，最后他进他家呢吃晚餐，吃晚餐的时候呢，主耶稣基督他亲自把那个饼拿出来，剥开，剥开他有可能呢谢恩了，然后呢，当他那个剥饼的时候呢，他们看到了他的手。
Verse 31 says, "Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight."
第31节说呢，他们的眼睛就开了，这才认出他来，耶稣就从他们眼前消失了。
So that's the story. We're going to pick it up now in verse 33.
这就是我们要讲的故事。那么说呢，我们要从第33节开始接着呢。
It says, "So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together."
第33节说，他们就立刻起身回到耶路撒冷去，正遇见11个使徒和同着他们的人聚在一处。So
probably they left their home in Emmaus at around 6 or 7 at night. They went back to Jerusalem, probably got there at
8 or 9 o'clock at night.
And the 11 disciples were there, and many with them. There probably were a large number of people, and they were all wondering how the Lord had appeared that day to several people.
这个里面呢，那11个门徒呢，还有很多其他的跟从者在那里。那一天呢，就是应该有很多的人在那里。他们中间有几个呢，就是在谈论那一天呢，他们遇到了复活的主耶稣。So
when they got back, the disciples said to them, verse 34, "The Lord is risen indeed. He's appeared to Simon."
第三十四节呢，当他们到那里时候，那些门徒们跟他们说呢，第三十四节说呢，说主的确复活了，已经显现给西门看了。
Verse 35, but they told them about the things that had happened to them on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread.
第35节说，那两个人就把路上所遇见和擘饼的时候，怎么被他认出来的事，都述说了一遍。
So it was an amazing evening, and each was telling the others about how the Lord had appeared to some and to them.
这一个非常奇妙的晚上，因为呢，每个人呢都在谈论，就主是怎么遇见他们的。
Verse 36. Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace to you.
36节说，正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。
Now, it doesn't say he knocked at the door.
”这里并没说他敲了门，
It doesn't say he'd been there all the time.
也没有说他一直在那里。
It does say then that he appeared to them from the inside. He appeared is better, probably the best way to say it.
这里说了，他在屋里出现了。这个"出现"这个词呢，有可能是最好的一个词呢，来描述。
Now, what happened when he was in Emmaus with these two people, when he was having supper with them? What happened?
因为当他和那个去以马忤斯那两个人和他们吃晚餐的时候，那发生了什么呢？
He vanished out of their sight.
所以呢，他在他们眼前呢消失了，
It doesn't say he went away.
并没有说呢他出去了。
All it says is they could no longer see him.
所以这告诉我们呢，他们不能再看见他了。
Now they are, a couple of hours later, in Jerusalem, and the Lord Jesus reappears.
因为在几个小时以后呢，在耶路撒冷的主耶稣基督重新显现了。
He doesn't knock at the door and come in. He just reappears. He shows himself alive right in their midst.
因为他并没有说敲门，然后走进来，他在他们中间呢，就是重新出现，向他们显示他自己。
Now, the question is, how did that happen?
问题是，这是怎么发生的呢？
Now, the Lord is a spirit.
那主是一个灵。
And he can appear and he can disappear.
它可以显现，也可以消失。
But the fact that he appears or disappears has nothing to do with whether he is there or not. It's just whether he is observed or not.
这里面就是个问题，那就是说是他呢出现或者没消失呢，并不能说明呢，就是说他是不是在那里，只是说明呢他们看不见他。
Now, when they were coming from Jerusalem to Emmaus, the Lord appeared to them and walked with them.
一旦他们呢，就是从耶路撒冷去到以马忤斯的时候呢，主呢就是在他们面前显现，跟他们说话。
Then, when he was with them at supper in Emmaus, they recognized who he was, but then he disappeared.
一旦他们和他们吃完午餐以后呢，他们认出他来以后呢，他就消失了。
Then they go to Jerusalem, and when they're in Jerusalem, he reappears.
然后他们又去了耶路撒冷。当他们到达耶路撒冷以后呢，他又重新显现了。
So where was he when they were going from Emmaus back to Jerusalem? Where was Jesus at that time?
因为那个主耶稣基督呢，他在哪里呢？当他们这两个人从以马忤斯回到耶路撒冷城的时候，主耶稣在哪里？
Well, it almost looks like he was going with them, but they couldn't see him. He had disappeared. But it's very likely he was with them because he got to Jerusalem the same time they did.
这个问题呢，就是主来跟他们在一起，跟他们一起上耶路撒冷的，只是这两个人看不见他，所以呢，当他们到耶路撒冷城时候，他们同时到达，他又重新向他们显现了。
All of which illustrates a very important point.
所以这些都跟我们说明了一个非常重要的点。
Where is Jesus today?
今天主耶稣在哪里？
He is in heaven.
他是在天堂。
Where else is Jesus today?
主耶稣还在什么其他的地方今天？
Well, John says he's in our hearts.
约翰说呢，他在我们内心里。
And so, can we say this? Jesus today is with me. He today is with you.
所以今天我们可以看到，和你在一起的，和我在一起的这个耶稣吗？
Can you see him?
你可以看见他吗？
No.
看不见。
Can you feel him?
你可以感觉他吗？
No.
感觉不到。
Is he there?
他在那里吗？
Yes.
是的。
Sometimes we are assured that he's there. Most of the time we don't know he's there, but he has promised to be with us and to be in us.
因为里面有时候呢，我们很确定他在那里；有时候呢，我们不是很确定。但是呢，主呢，他应许了，他要与我们同在，并且在我们里面。
All right, back to the passage now, verse 37.
现在我们回到第37节。
They were terrified. That would be all the disciples and the two on the road to Emmaus and all the others. They were all terrified and frightened, and they supposed they had seen a spirit.
然后第37节说，他们所有人，他们这指的是所有那些门徒，还有所有在那里的人，还有那两个人，所以他们却惊慌害怕，以为看见的是个灵。
He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts?"
耶稣对他们说：“你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？”
He said, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have."
39节说：“你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看，灵无骨无肉。你们看，我是有的。
Now, what is the proof that you are here?
”所以呢，什么能够证明你在这里？
Well, you got flesh and you got bones and you got blood.
因为你有那个肉，你有骨头，你有鲜血在里面。
And that is, if you like, an identifying reality regarding our lives.
你这个呢，就是说，事实上就是呢，证明了我们的生命的这样的一个证据。
But Jesus said, "I have flesh and bones. What happened to blood?"
那主耶稣说，我有骨有肉，那么说呢，他的血是去哪里了？
And the amazing and wonderful thing is that his blood was shed on the cross. He gave his blood for us.
因为这个非常奇妙的是呢，他的宝血呢是在十字架上为我们洒了，为我们流出来了。
And so he didn't say, "I've got flesh and blood." He said, "I've got flesh and bones, but my blood has been shed for you."
他并没有说呢，我有那个肉和血，他说呢，我有肉和骨的，我的血呢为你们流了。
And what is the proof that it was he who was talking to them?
所以什么那个证明是他在跟他们说话呢？
Verse 40, when he had said this, he showed them his hands. And his feet.
14节他说的这话就把手和脚给他们看。
Okay, what is the identifying feature of the Lord Jesus even today?
所以呢，就是主耶稣基督，就算是今天他的一个证明，就是认出他的这个特征是什么呢？
His hands and his feet.
所以他的手和他的脚，
How will you know him when you see him? In eternity.
你在永恒里，你当你看见他的时候，你怎么能够认出他来呢？
You will see the wounds in his hands and his feet. They will never be healed.
所以你可以看到他的手和脚上的伤痕, 这个是永远不会被治愈的。
41 says, but while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, have you any food here?
第41节说,他们正欢喜的不敢信,并且惊奇,耶稣就对他们说,你们这里有什么吃的吗?
It's an amazing line. They did not believe him for joy.
所以这个里面呢,这是一个非常的奇妙的一句话,他们呢,这喜欢的不敢信。
We have in the English language the phrase, it's too good to be true.
所以在英语里面,这个语言的里面是太好了,以至于不是真的。
There must be something wrong. This news is too good, we often say.
肯定有什么事情不对的,我们通常说呢,这个新闻呢,太好了。
And that's what they were saying. They said, this is wonderful news. We believe it. Sorry, we know it, but we have it. We find it hard to believe. It's too good to be true.
也就是他们当时的心情,他们说呢,这是一个非常奇妙的新闻,我们知道,但是只是说这个新闻只是太好了,以至于不像是真的。
And then he says to them, have you any food here?
然后他对他们说,那你们有什么吃的吗?
So they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and some honeycomb.
另外呢,他们便给他一片烧鱼和一块蜜糖。
And he took it and ate in their presence.
他接过来,在他们面前吃了。
Why did he do that?
他为什么这么做呢?
Somehow he had to prove that he was a reality rather than a vision.
所以呢,就是说是有,从某种意义上的说呢,他必须向他们证明他是真实的,而不是一个虚像。
So when he ate the food, it went into his mouth, and he chewed it, and it went down into his stomach, and they couldn't see it anymore.
所以这个里面就是,然后呢,他呢,拿那个就是吃的东西吃到嘴里,进去以后呢,他们看不见那个食物了。
All of which is evidence and proof that that the Lord has risen indeed. He's not just a spirit, he is a human body. When we get to heaven, we will see and be able to touch his body.
所以这个所有的都向我们证明,那就是说是主耶稣基督呢,他真的复活了,他复活了呢,他呢,有一个人的身体,所以当我们去到天堂以后呢,我们可以在天堂里摸他的身体。
Now welcome to John. We're happy you're here, John.
所以欢迎这样,我们非常高兴这样加入我们。
We are studying in the book of Luke, chapter 24. We're studying at verse 44. So you can follow us, Luke 24, verse 44.
对,我们都学习路加福音第24章第44节,路加福音第24章44节,你可以呢,翻到那里跟着我们一起学。
Verse 44 then says, then Jesus said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me.
第44节,耶稣对他们说呢,这些就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话说呢,摩西的律法,众先知和诗篇上所记的,凡指着我的话都必须应验。
So the Lord Jesus now describes what we call the Old Testament. And the Jews divided the Old Testament into three parts, the Law of Moses, the Prophets, and the Psalms. And every book that we have in our Old Testament was in one of those three parts of the Old Testament.
主耶稣基督呢，在这里谈到的呢，就是关于的旧约。旧约呢，犹太人呢，把他们分为三部分。第一部分呢，就是摩西的律法；第二部分就是众先知书；第三部分就是诗篇。所以，当今天我们所学的旧约里面的任何一篇，都是这三部分中的其中的一篇。
So how much of the prophecy regarding the Lord Jesus Christ was fulfilled in his lifetime and in the future day? How much was fulfilled and will be fulfilled?
这里面的这个，就是说，在旧约里关于主耶稣基督的预言有多少，在他身上应验了呢？有多少关于他将来的这样的，就是说是预言将来会应验呢？
And the answer is, it will all be fulfilled.
当然是所有的都会应验，
That's very, very encouraging.
这个对我们来说非常受鼓励。
Now remember, the Lord Jesus was able to do many things when he was alive to fulfill those prophecies.
因为大家记住，当主耶稣基督还活着在这个世界上时候呢，可以做很多事情去让关于他的预言得以应验。
But there were other prophecies which a human being could not fulfill.
但是还有一些预言呢，就是说是人类是不可能去应验的。
A human being couldn't do the miracles that he did.
你作为人来说，那不可以去，不可能做他所行的那样的神迹。
But a human being couldn't arrange to be born where he was born.
一个作为人类来说，他不可能安排他出生的时候呢，他在哪里出生。
And a human being couldn't arrange to be born when he was born.
你作为一个人的时候呢，他不可能去安排他什么时候出生。
So it was the movement of the hand of God that allowed these prophecies to be fulfilled on his behalf, because no individual man could do the things that had to be done to fulfill those prophecies.
这个里面就是神的手在这一切的那个每一个步骤上，是神呢按照他自己的那个旨意呢，就是让这些呢都得到应验，没有任何一个人可以靠他自己让这些预言在他自己身上应验。
And now verse 45, this beautiful verse says, Then he opened unto their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures.
第45节这一节很美的经文说呢，于是他开了他们的心窍，使他们能明白经文。
Wouldn't you like to have been there for that sermon?
你在讲那篇道的时候，你愿意在那里吗？
He opened their understanding so that they could understand the scriptures. I say, Lord, that's what I want you to do. Every time I read the Bible, I want you to open my understanding so that I might comprehend the scriptures.
因为这个里面呢，在主呢，主耶稣呢，开了他们的心窍，使他们能明白经文。这个是不是非常的奇妙呢？每一次呢，我读圣经的时候，我说主啊，求您来开我的心窍，这样呢，我就可以理解经文。
So we're somewhat envious of Cleopas and the other who was with him on the road to Emmaus because he had two most outstanding sermons that they listened to.
因为我们有点开始嫉妒那些门徒们，还有两个去到以马忤斯路上的人，因为他们有这样的荣幸，听到了两篇，就是说是不是最杰出的这样的讲道。
Verse 27, as they were walking, he began at Moses and the prophets, and he expounded to them the things concerning himself.
第47节呢，他就开始呢，第46节开始，照着经上讲，他讲摩西，还讲律法，讲先知。
And now, verse 45, he opens their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures.
第45节呢，于是他呢，开了他们心窍，使他们能明白经文。
And our problem is we weren't there.
我们的问题是我们当时不在那里。
Do you feel bad you weren't there?
你感觉不好吗？当你不在那里。
And the answer is yes. But what do we have?
答案是是的。那我们有了什么呢？
Well, we have the writings of the New Testament, each of which tells us more about what he had told them. He told them great truths that evening, and those who wrote since then, Luke and Paul and the other John and Peter and James, Jude, they all told us more about what the Lord Jesus had said.
这答案呢，是我们有的时候我们有新约，新约呢把所有的啊主耶稣基督呢他所讲的呢都告诉我们，就像约翰呢、彼得了、犹大了，还有那些其他的使徒保罗啊，都把这些呢他讲过，主耶稣基督讲过更多的告诉我们。
So we get much of that truth, but we're getting it secondhand through those who heard it.
因为呢，就是说是我们呢得到了更多的那样的真理，但是我们得到真理方式呢，其实说呢是从那些二手的资料得来的。
Now, in verse 46 and 47, he outlines the responsibility associated with having learned that truth.
第46节告诉我们呢，当我们学会了这样的真理以后呢，我们所要负起的责任。
Verse 46, then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
第46节又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且要奉他的名传讲悔改和赦罪，从耶路撒冷直到万邦。
What are the most important parts of the story of Jesus?
对主耶稣基督呢，他的故事的最重要的那一部分是什么呢？
Verse 46, Christ must suffer.
第46节，基督必受害。
And he had to rise from the dead.
他呢要第三日从死里复活。
And the implication of that is that we must preach repentance for the remission of sins.
所以这个意味着呢，我们必须呢，就是说是要传悔改和赦罪的道。
So verses 46 and 47 are a great summary of the life and death and purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ.
第46节、第47节呢，是一个非常好的一个总结，关于主耶稣基督他的生命的意义和他的死。
This therefore should be our message wherever we go.
应该是我们不管我们去到哪里，我们都要传的信息。
We say Jesus Christ suffered, he died, and then he rose again. And because of that, we can preach repentance and the remission of sins.
所以我们说呢，主耶稣基督为我们死了，他又复活了。因为他的死和他的复活呢，我们可以去传那个悔改和赦罪的道。
Therefore, verse 48, you are witnesses of these things. We must be witnesses of these things too. We must tell people Jesus suffered and died and rose again, and he offers repentance and forgiveness of sins.
里面第48节呢，你们就是这些事的见证。作为我们来说，我们也应该为这些事去做见证。我们必须呢去为主耶稣基督他受难，他死了，他复活了，因此呢他可以让我们悔改和赦免我们罪。我们必须为这个也去做见证。
And then verse 49 says, Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
意思是，也就是看到我要将我父所应许的赐给你们，你们要在耶路撒冷城里等候，直到你们领受从高处来的能力。
So the question is, how could we be witnesses of these things? We're not very good at witnessing. How could we do it?
问题是呢，我们怎么去见证这些事情呢？我们通常呢不是那个很好的见证者，那么我们怎么去做得到呢？
And the answer is that 50 days from this day, the Lord Jesus Christ will send the Holy Spirit, and he will empower all his witnesses to witness properly for him.
因为里面呢，就是答案是，那就从那一天开始算，50天以后呢，主耶稣基督呢，他会降下圣灵，他的圣灵呢，会赐给我们这样的力量，让我们能够去见证他所做的一切。
And therefore, the Jewish people were not to leave the disciples were not to leave Jerusalem because the Holy Spirit was going to come upon them when they were in Jerusalem. So they stayed together, waiting for the promise of God.
因为这样的，因此呢，这些门徒们呢，他们不能离开耶路撒冷城，因为当时神的圣灵要降临在耶路撒冷城，在那些使徒们和他的门徒们身上，所以呢，他们必须在聚在耶路撒冷城里等待圣灵的降临。And
all of this then up to verse 49 probably happened on the day of his resurrection.
所以所有的这些直到第49节有可能呢，都发生在他复活的那一天。But
we know elsewhere, verse 50, he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them.
然后我们呢，读到其他的地方第50节说呢，耶稣领他们一直到伯大尼，就举手给他们祝福。
So when did he rise from the dead and go to heaven? Sorry, when did he go to heaven?
所以呢，他什么时候去天堂呢？
40 days after having risen from the dead.
所以40天在他呢从死里复活以后。
So verse 49 probably refers to day 1, and verse 50 probably refers to day 40.
因为第49节有可能呢，就是指的是他复活的第一天，那么第50节呢，指的是他复活以后的第40天。Verse
51 says, Now it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven.
51节说这祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。So
they left Jerusalem. They've simply climbed the hill to the east of Jerusalem, up to the top of the Mount of Olives, where the little town of Bethany was located.
所以他简单的就离开他们了，你看他们，就是把他们带到当时耶路撒冷城的那个最高的山，叫橄榄山上，在那个橄榄山的山顶，就是在伯大尼的那个橄榄山的山顶上，他离开了他们。
And when they got there, and probably there were 100 of them or more at this time, when they got there, verse 51 says, he blessed them.
因为他到那里时候呢，在那个山顶上大概有几百人，到时候呢，主到那里时候就祝福他们。All
right, so he's blessing them, and what happens?
他祝福他们呢，发生了什么呢？
While he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven.
一阵祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。So
he's blessing them, he's talking, and all of a sudden he starts going up to heaven.
他在祝福他呢，他在说话的时候呢，突然呢，他就这样慢慢的升到天上去。And
you can imagine them watching as he goes up.
你可以去想象一下，当他往上升的时候，他们仰头望。
What was he doing while he was going up?
就是当他那个往上升的时候，他在做什么？
He was blessing them.
他在祝福他们。I'm
not sure precisely what that was. Probably saying good, wonderful, encouraging words to them.
我不知道呢，但我不是很确定到底他说的什么。有可能呢是一些非常奇妙的，就是说去鼓励他们的话。And
so, as he's going up, they probably are listening and probably crying, Lord, speak up. And he's going up. And while he's blessing them, he's going up.
因为当他们那些人都在那里，就是说是个往上看，主耶稣在往上升的时候，他们说主耶稣啊，大点声，大点声。然后主耶稣就一直往上升，他们就一直在看，说大点声说。Now,
my question to you is simply this. When did he stop blessing them?
现在我问你们的问题是呢，他什么时候停止祝福他们了？
So when did he stop blessing them?
他什么时候停止祝福他们了?
He didn't stop blessing them.
他从来没有停止过祝福他们。
He's been blessing his people ever since.
现在他一直以来，一直就是说在赐福他的子民。
They couldn't always hear him. They didn't always choose to hear him, but he was always blessing them.
他们并不是总是能够听到他们他说，但是呢，他们也有些人呢并不选择去听他，但是主呢并没有停止赐福他们。
When did the Lord stop blessing you?
主呢什么时候停止祝赐福你呢？
He didn't.
他没有。
When will he stop blessing you?
他呢什么时候会停止祝福你呢？
He won't.
他不可能。
He's just gone up to heaven. But that doesn't mean to say he isn't with us any more than he was not with the road two on the road to Emmaus, when they went from Jerusalem back to Emmaus. He was with them then too. They couldn't hear him, they couldn't see him, but he was there.
其实里面就是说，他呢只是去到那回到天堂，并不能说明他不与你同在。就像在以马忤斯那个路上呢，他和那两个门徒们一起呢，回到从以马忤斯回到耶路撒冷的时候，他还是与他们在一起，只是他们看不见他，听不见他而已。You
can't hear him, you can't see him, but as you read the Bible, he'll speak to you. As you meditate on him, he'll teach you.
你不可能听到他，你也不可能看到他。但是呢，当你读圣经的时候呢，他会与你同在；当你去默想的时候呢，他会教导你。Let
him keep blessing you.
让他一直赐福给你。Verse
52.
第52节。And
they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy.
他们就敬拜他，大大的欢喜，回耶路撒冷去。Were
they happy?
他们高兴吗?
Yeah.
是。
Did they understand everything?
他们对每一件事情都理解吗?
No.
不理解。
Had he given them some good promises?
他有没有赐给他们好的应许呢?
Yeah.
有。
What did they do with all those blessings?
他们对所有的得到的福气，他们在做什么?
They worshipped him.
他们敬拜他,
they believed him.
他们相信他,
and they let him fill them with great joy.
他们让他呢,在他们里面呢,充满了喜乐。
What did they do when they got back to Jerusalem?
他们回到耶路撒冷城以后,他们在干什么?
Well, they all went home and had a good sleep and then went to work on the farm the next day.
他们是不是都回到家里睡个好觉，第二天呢，去地里种地了呢？
No, they didn't do that.
没有，他们并没有那么做。
Verse 53 is wonderful. They were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God.
第53节是非常奇妙的，他们不住地在殿里赞美和称颂神。
They weren't alone, they were together.
他们呢，就是没有单独去，而是一起去的。
They weren't farming, they went to the temple.
他没有去种地，他们去到了圣殿。
When they got there, they didn't complain. They were praising and blessing God.
因为他们到那里以后，他们并没有抱怨，他们都在那里呢，赞美和称颂神。
Well, that's what we should do.
这就是我们应该做的。
What are we going to do tomorrow?
明天我们应该做什么?
We're going to get together.
明天又会聚在一起。
We're going to continue to be praising and blessing God.
我们要不住地赞美称颂神。
And what will he be doing?
他会在做什么?
He will be blessing us and giving us great joy.
他会呢赐福给我们，赐给我们呢大大的喜乐。
So the last word in the book of Luke is Amen.
在路加福音最后一个词是 Amen.
Why is that there?
为什么有这个词在这里?
Well, amen basically means it's firm. I agree with that. That's wonderful.
所以呢，阿门的意思呢，就是这个是真的，我同意，很奇妙。
And you and I read the Bible. We read the book of Luke. When it's finished, we say, Amen. That's good news, Lord. I believe that. That's what I want in my life. You do for me what you did for those disciples.
就是当我们读完了《路加福音》的时候呢，我们从经里说呢，阿门。我们说主啊，这个就是我们所想要的。您的赐福给那些门徒们，我也要您的赐福给我们。您的教导的那些门徒们，我也要您的教导。我这是一个奇妙的新闻。
So the logical question is, what happens next?
所以那个从逻辑上的问题说呢，下一步会发生什么呢？
And you'll remember that the author of the book of Luke was this man, Dr. Luke.
你们大家也知道呢，那《路加福音》的作者是这个叫路加医生的这个人。
He was a medical doctor.
他是个医生。
He was an outstanding Christian.
他是个杰出的基督徒。
But he was an historian.
但是呢，他呢，就是也呢，非常了解历史。
And so he wrote the book of Luke and addressed it to a man whose name was Theophilus and said, I want to tell you what Jesus did.
因为就是他呢，就是写的这本书，写这本书呢，写给这个叫塞阿弗洛斯。他说呢，他我想告诉你呢，主耶稣基督做了什么。
And so he wrote the book of Luke.
所以呢，写下《路加福音》。
But after that, he said, what comes next?
在这之后呢，他说呢，下一步会发生什么呢？
And so he started writing again. And this time he wrote what we call the book of the Acts of the Apostles.
又写到另外一本书，这本书呢，我们称之为就是《使徒行传》。
So verse 1 is somewhat similar to the introductory words of the book of Luke. And we'll read verse 1 together.
因为呢，翻到那个就是《使徒行传》第一章第一节，这个呢，就是跟那个就是《路加福音》的开头有点类似。
He says, the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. And after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen.
《使徒行传》第一章的第一节、第二节，第一节说呢，提阿非罗啊，我已经做了全书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教导的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒们以后被接上升的日子为止。
So what would this former account be?
所以这个前书是什么？
Well, that would be the book of Luke.
这个应该是《路加福音》。
And to whom was the book of Luke written?
所以呢，不，《路加福音》是写给谁的呢？
This man, Theophilus.
这个叫提阿非罗的人。
So Luke is basically saying, Theophilus, this is not the end of the story of Jesus. This is the end of his life, but not the end of his work.
因为呢，就是他基本上，路加基本上对提阿非罗说呢，这个并不是主耶稣基督他的故事的结尾，而是呢，主耶稣基督呢他的工作的开始。And
so he goes back now, and in these verses, he's going to explain the last few days of the Lord Jesus' life, what he did at the end.
因为这个呢，开始呢，通过几节经文，那就是说是去描述主耶稣基督在最后的时候所做的事，在那个时候他做了些什么。First
of all, in verse 1, what does the book of Luke tell us about Jesus?
首先呢，第一节呢，就是《路加福音》呢，告诉我们关于主耶稣基督的什么呢？
He says that he wrote the account of all that Jesus began both to do and teach.
应该说呢，他做了全书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教导的。
What is meant by the word began?
所以这个开头是什么意思？
Well, it means that all the teaching of Jesus was not contained or given during his lifetime.
这个里面呢，就是这个所谓的意思呢，就是并不意味着主耶稣基督在他的人生里呢，他所做的一切呢，都限制在那一本书里。
He continued to teach through the Bible, through the writings of Luke and Peter and Paul and James and John and Jude. All of these writers were they were writing as Jesus taught them.
因为这个里面，他们呢继续呢，就是说通过新约呢教导我们，就是他也就是教导他通过那个，就是说是那约翰那个，然后保罗，还有那个犹大，还有雅各，还有所有的那些人呢，他通过他们教导我们。
And the book of Luke then contains verse 2, what he said until the day he was taken up from the earth.
因为这个第二节呢，就包括说呢，直到他借着圣灵，吩咐他们，直到以后被接上身的日子为止。
So Luke begins at the beginning of the life of Jesus and carries on until he goes to heaven.
所以呢，这部经呢，开始呢，就是以主耶稣基督所教导的开头，以他被接上身的上到天堂结尾。
And verse 3 says that to his apostles he showed himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen of them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
第三节说，在他受害之后，用许多无物的凭证，将自己活活的显给使他们看，40天之久，向他们显现说，讲说神国的事。
So, what did Jesus do during the 40 days from the time he rose from the dead until he ascended to heaven?
所以，主耶稣呢，在他从死里复活以后呢，在他直到他升天的这40天里，他在做些什么事情呢？
Well, he presented himself alive by many infallible proofs.
所以他用许多无物的凭证，将自己活活的显给他们。
How do we know Jesus rose from the dead?
我们怎么知道主耶稣基督从死里复活了呢？
He gave to his disciples many infallible proofs.
他给了他的门徒们很多准确无误的凭据。
And those infallible proofs have been passed down to us today. Many of them still we can read about today.
对于那些许多准确无误的凭据呢，今天呢只是传到我们这里，我们很多的人呢都可以读到。
So, what is meant by the phrase many infallible proofs?
所以呢，这个用许多准确无误的凭证这个词组是什么意思呢？
Well, a proof is something that basically says it's obvious, it's true, it's a proof.
所以呢，就是凭证说呢，这个是真的，是非常明显的，它就是个证据。
From a scientific point of view, it could be a scientific and mathematical proof.
所以从那个科学的角度去讲呢，可能是一个科学的凭证或者数学的凭证。
From a legal point of view, it could be a legal proof sufficient to find a man innocent or guilty.
因为从法律的角度说呢，可能是这样的证据能够证明一个人是无辜的呢，还是有罪的。
And from a personal point of view, it could be enough information to make a person go and do what he should do.
因为从个人的角度去讲，可能就是一个足够的凭证呢，就是让这个人呢，他能够去往哪里去做什么。
Now, what is meant by the word infallible?
那么是呢，这个无误、准确无误是什么意思呢？
Well, a proof is a proof, but some people could say, well, I'm not sure. Maybe there's something wrong with my thinking. Maybe there's something wrong with the science. Maybe there's something wrong with the evidence. It's a proof, but I'm not convinced.
所以凭证其实就是个凭证。有些人说呢，我不是很确定，也许呢，我想错了，也许科学呢证明错了，也许呢那些证据呢不确定。那么说呢，我不是很相信他提供的这个证据。
What kind of proofs were they that he did really rise from the dead?
以什么样的就是证据证明他真的从死里复活了呢？
They were infallible proofs. Can't say anything against them. They're infallible.
对他们是准确无误的，你不可能说任何事情关于这些凭证，因为他们是准确无误的。
How many proofs were there?
那你有多少凭证呢？
Many.
很多，
Many infallible proofs.
有许多准确无误的凭证。
When were they given?
他们什么时候给了那些证据？
Over a period of 40 days.
对，在40天里一直在给，
Okay? And how many people saw those proofs?
所以有多少人能看到那样的凭证呢？
Paul tells us that on one occasion there were 500 people who saw the same thing at the same time in the same place.
那使徒保罗在某一个地方呢，告诉我们，就是说是在他们有一个时间呢，有500人在同一个地点、同一个时间呢，看到了同样的事情。
Did Jesus rise from the dead?
主耶稣有没有从死里复活？
That is the central question for all mankind.
所以这个就是对整个人类的一个中心的问题。
The Bible says yes.
圣经说是的，复活了。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
Well, there were many infallible proofs.
有许多准确无误的凭证。
To whom are those infallible proofs infallible?
对于对人来说呢，就是准确无误的证据，就是准确无误的。
Well, they're obvious to anybody who would take the time honestly to say, I want to know.
因为就是对很明显，对有些人来说呢，如果他们诚实的话呢，他们会说我想知道。
To whom were those proofs infallible?
因为对那些准确无误的证据，
To Jesus Christ.
对主耶稣基督，
He one day will be the judge of every man and woman, boy and girl.
所以呢，他有一天呢，会成为每一个人、每一个男人、每个女人、每个男孩、每个女孩的审判官。
He will say, Did you believe me?
他会说呢：“你相信我吗
They will say, Well, I really wasn't convinced. I wasn't sure. No, I didn't. I wasn't sure.
”他们说呢：“啊，我并没有被说服啊，我说我不确定，我不确定我有没有信。
What will he say?
”他会说什么？
He said, I gave you many infallible proofs. Why didn't you believe me?
他说呢，我给了你许多的准确无误的凭证，为什么你不相信我呢？
And they will probably say to the judge, I didn't consider your proofs infallible.
他们有可能对那个审判官说呢，我从来没考虑过你的证据是准确无误的。
And the judge will say to them, I consider those proofs infallible. You are guilty. You must be cast into the lake of fire.
所以审判官说呢，我认为那些证据都是准确无误的，所以你是有罪的，你必须被扔到火湖里去。
I've spoken to many people in my lifetime, asking them whether they believe that Jesus rose from the dead.
因为在我的人生里，我问过很多人，问他们呢，是不是相信主耶稣基督从死里复活了呢？
Many said, No, I don't believe it.
很多人说不，我不相信。
I said to them, What do you think of the infallible proofs?
因此我跟他说呢，你认为那些准确无误的凭证会怎么样？
And they said, Oh, I never even bothered looking at those.
他说我呢，从来也不去看那些证据。
I don't care about those.
我才不关心那些。
Many infallible proofs. God says they're infallible, and therefore there's no excuse for not doing it. And the judge says, I will find you guilty for rejecting the infallible proofs. Wow.
这个里面呢，就是有许多准确无误的证据。不管你去不去，关心那个，但神说呢，这个是准确无误的证据。如果呢，你不关心这个，神说呢，我要通过这些准确无误的证据判断你有罪，哇！
Now, verse 3 says that not only for 40 days did he give many infallible proofs, but he also was speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
所以呢，第3节，只是说呢，用了许多准确无误的凭据啊，40天内向他们显现，同样呢，跟他们讲说神国的事儿。
What are these infallible proofs all about?
以至于所有的准确无误的凭证讲的是什么？
They're all about the kingdom of God.
所以呢，讲的是神的国。
Are you ready for the kingdom of God?
你准备呢？要接受神的国吗？
It'll be absolute folly if you weren't, wouldn't it? Because the kingdom of God is evidenced by the many infallible proofs. Of course, the most important thing in our life is the coming kingdom of God.
因为里面呢，如果呢你不接受神的国，那个是极其愚蠢的，是不是呢？因为神的国里面是通过很多准确无误的凭证来讲的，所以呢，当然了，你要准备好来接受神的国了。
So during these 40 days now, what did the disciples, what did the others who loved the Lord Jesus and knew about it, what did they do?
因为这个里面呢，就是在这40天里，所有的他的那些门徒们，还有所有的爱主耶稣基督、跟从主耶稣基督的那些人，在干什么呢？
Well, they were, verse 4, they were assembled together and he with them.
那第4节说呢，耶稣和他们聚集在一起，吩咐他们说。
The Christians got together often in those days. Make sure we do the same.
因为基督徒们通常呢，就是在那些日子里呢聚在一起，我们要确保呢，我们做同样的事情。
And as we read in Luke, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, You have heard from me.
因为他已经在路加福音里已经吩咐过他们了，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所说过的。
And then he explains it in verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
第4节说呢，正如约翰实在是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们就要接受圣灵的洗。
And in fact, it turned out to be 10 days, and they were responsible to wait for the Holy Spirit for those 10 days.
现在实际上呢，他们就说是在那10天里面，他们有责任在耶路撒冷等候圣灵。
Verse 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
这个第6节说呢，他们正聚集的时候，问耶稣说：“主啊，你在恢复以色列国，就在这时候吗
Like many of the Old Testament saints, they were looking forward to the physical kingdom of the Lord.
？”这个里面，在很多的旧约里面的圣徒们呢，他们盼望着一个就是具体的，就是说是主的国。
But he had told them when he was alive that his kingdom was not of this world and that the kingdom of God was within them rather than a physical kingdom outside.
因为但是呢，主耶稣就告诉过他们，就是说是他的国呢不在这个世界上，神的国呢其实在每一个信徒里面，而不是在信徒的外面某个具体的国度。
But here they're asking him. Lord, when will you restore that physical, obvious, earthly kingdom? When will you restore that to Israel?
在这里呢，他们问主耶稣说：“主啊，你在恢复以色列国，这个很明显的就是个地上的国，就在这时候吗
He said to them, verse 7, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority.
？”第7节呢，他对他们说呢：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时间、季节，不是你们可以知道的。”
Now, it's interesting regarding prophecy. We sit here and we say, Lord, what is going to happen next?
这个对那个预言呢，非常有意思。我们坐在这里，我们说主啊，下一步会发生什么呢？
And the Lord has told us much that is going to happen in this earth, on this earth, before the kingdom is restored to Israel. But there's much said about the fact that it will be restored to Israel.
因为里面的主呢，他讲了很多的关于在这个地上，在这个地的上面要发生的一些事情，要恢复的国，但是他也讲到了将来一必恢复以色列国。
So the prophecy that we understand from our Bible now is what is going to happen.
所以呢，就是我们到目前为止理解的预言说，那下一步会发生什么呢？
But we do not know when it is going to happen.
但是我们不知道什么时候这个会发生。
So the schedule has no dates on it.
所以这个时间表上呢，没有注定哪一天。
And men, many, many good men have made big mistakes by trying to put dates on God's prophecy, when he's going to do these things. And we just don't know. Don't put dates on God's prophecy.
因为里面的很多很多好的人，他们呢试图呢，就是说是把那个就是是注定那个神的预言的一个日期，但是他们在这个时候呢，都犯了大大的错误。所以我们要确保，我们不要把神的预言限制在某一个日期里面。
So instead of doing that, what should we do? Verse 8.
因为我们不去那么做，那么我们应该怎么做呢？第八节。
While we are waiting for prophecy to be fulfilled, verse 8 says, but you shall receive power when that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth.
因为当我们等到预言应验的时候呢，我们应该做什么？第八节说呢，但圣灵临到你们以后，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，成为我的见证。
So instead of trying to figure out the precise when, what are we to do?
因为我们不应该去呢，就是说是找出来具体的日期，那么我们应该做什么呢？
We're to submit to the power of the Spirit of God and be a witness to Jesus all over the earth.
因为我们要顺服在圣灵的大能之下，那个到世界各地去为主耶稣基督做见证。
All right. Well, again, our time keeps going in this study, and so we should call it a time this evening. The Lord Jesus is about to go to heaven. We'll catch that again in a couple of verses. In the meantime, our responsibility is to tell people about Jesus.
因为我们的时间呢，就是也快到了，也很快。那么说呢，我们今天呢，写的就是主耶稣基督呢，他要离开那个，就是地上去到天上。那么说，我们在现在要做的什么呢？我们所有的都要是等待圣灵，圣灵赐给我们力量。我们在等待过程中，我们要到处去给主耶稣基督做见证。
Well, again, the Lord bless us tonight. Thank you all for being here. By the grace of God, we'll see most of you in the morning, and the Lord bless us there and then too.
因为呢，感谢大家今天来到这里参加学习，愿主赐福给你们。我们中间大多数人呢，就是我们，希望呢，明天呢，能够见到你们。
So thank you. The Lord bless you. Let's have a word of prayer.
也谢谢大家，主赐福大家，我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that the Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
主啊，我们非常感恩主耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And we're thankful that in those 40 days after he rose from the dead, he did so much to encourage us, to reassure our hearts.
主啊，我们感谢您的主耶稣基督复活以后，在那40天里，他做了如此多的事情，乃就是说是让我们得到保障，并且鼓励我们。
And we thank you that having gone to heaven, he is still blessing his people. He's still blessing us. Thank you.
所以呢，我们感谢您呢，就算他去了天堂，他仍然在呢，就是赐福给我们，赐福给他的子民。谢谢。
Now, Lord, much of what we talked about tonight was the promise that the Holy Spirit would be given.
主要我们今天谈到了很多的，就是说是圣灵会赐下的应许。
And we're thankful, as we will read next week, that he did come.
所以我们非常感恩是呢，到下个星期我们开始读的时候呢，圣灵真的来了。
Lord, help us to recognize that he is with us as believers and help us to be obedient to him and to move at his instigation.
这主要就是说是帮助我们呢，让我们意识到他与我们同在，就是作为我们作为他的信徒来说呢，就是帮助我们去理解他，去顺服他。
And so we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, looking to you for blessing today, tonight, and tomorrow, and into the next week.
主啊，我们现在呢，就是献上感恩呢，祈求您呢，赐福给我们，赐福给我们呢，期待您呢，今天、今晚、明天，还有下个星期呢，继续赐福给我们。
We ask all these things in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这所有的一切都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.